entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. The following episode is brought to you by Rorschach. Enjoy his videos, observations, and rants at HearUsTalk.com/WhoIsHe. Hi, my name is Ken, and this isn't your typical podcast. It was recorded live, remains unedited, and is available to anyone who can endure a foul-mouthed Australian kid, Rammstein, and a detailed argument against most of the people I encounter from day-to-day life. If that's you, enjoy the next 2 hours. And eat shit.
This is Justin from Australia. I love three things. Knives, bitches, and the DJ New Style Show.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
Yeah, yeah.
I met a strange lady. She made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under?
It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
No. 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 No.
Hey, Donna! Have you shot the coffee yet?
Snap! Yes. That's right. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. This is the DJ New Style Show, exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be. We are the show that loves German rock. Now, which German rock? You already know. Rammstein! Unenthusiastic scream for Rammstein. You know what? Let me just fade that out like a goddamn professional. Thank you for tuning in to the DJ New Style Show. I can't tell you how much I enjoy you enjoying me And, of course, Shawnee Murphy. Shawnee Murphy, how you doing tonight, buddy?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Are you a man down under? Are you from down under?
I am not from down under, but
good.
I want to live down under.
The song makes us want to do that. It makes us yearn for a place where maybe people aren't such fucking miserable, inconsiderate assholes. Do you know what I'm saying? You understand? We're from New Jersey.
Everyone in New Jersey is a miserable asshole. It's without a doubt.
Impolite motherfuckers is what I like to call them. I'm sorry. Your choice of intro has really just made me rethink the entire population of this fucking state. Imagine someone who comes from the place you live being so cool and so with it that you say, "Hey, do you happen to live where I am?" And he just fucking throws a sandwich at you and he's like, "Of course I am. Of course I am." New Jersey, you say, "Hey, do you happen to be from New Jersey?" "You fucking, what are you fucking, you good, you fuck out of my fucking face." I can't stand people from New Jersey.
New Jersey is full of just assholes. I mean, we're assholes.
We are. It.
But that's only because we're products of our environments, absolutely.
If I were born in Iowa, I'd be a gentleman. I'm a gentleman now, but I only know one definition. I only know one shape of gentleman. And I think I'm that, but if I go to the Midwest, I'm a cocksucking asshole. I'm a prick. I'm an annoyance. I'm a yank if I go down south. Do you understand? I've been soured by my fucking location. I go to Quick Check every morning. Okay? It's a lovely establishment. Get some coffee, get some fucking snacks. Like most stores, they have a set of double doors. Okay? And it's popular, so people are going in and out of that fucking place all the time. I walk in, the door is open for me, I say thank you, the person doesn't even fucking look at me. I hear footsteps behind me, so as I'm in, I hold the door open behind me, and I hear, "Thank you." Then I look back, because it seems so rare that someone would actually thank you, because I've just gotten snubbed. I've just gotten kicked in the fucking nuts. I look back. This fucking asshole has his arm on the other door. He's opening his own door. I'm holding the fucking door open for him. He's reaching for the other door, exerting extra work just to avoid my kindness. That's how fucked up this state is.
But wait, you're saying he thanked you and then chose to not use a door?
I think he was trying to defuse any confrontation or any interaction with me. He figured I'd hold the door. He would say, "Thank you." I would accept the thank you and just go get my fucking, my small coffee.
Now, this was a guy you were holding the door for.
Yeah. I you know what? I don't care if it's a guy or a woman. It's a person to me. I'll hold the door open. I like the door being held open for me. So why wouldn't other people like it?
Well, hey, absolutely. I agree. You should hold the door for people, regardless of their gender. But I do know there are some men that actually get upset if another man holds a door for them.
They get upset.
They actually get upset. They think it's some sort of like gay thing. It's like homosexual if you hold the door for them.
So I get it. I understand. Maybe it's me saying, "Hey, let me do this for you. Don't worry. I got it. I'll handle it for you." You're like, I'm making them subservient. Maybe I could see the logic. But it's not like I've stopped and moved myself out of the way and said, "Madam." The door was closing. I just put a hand out behind me, stopped it. And then at that point, I expected someone to catch it for themselves and fucking go through. It's not that big of a deal, but it was a little bit troubling and off-putting to see the guy just completely reach for the other fucking door, pull it open. I don't think that door has been open. It was like real creaky. Everybody goes for the one door. I don't know. So there are guys out there that think that they avoid this specifically because they don't want to be put in, involuntarily made gay, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, there's someone I know that, like, if you hold the door for him,
yeah,
he looks at you. He like gives you this dirty look, like you're doing something wrong. Like, what are you holding the door for?
Really?
And finally I asked him, like, what's with that? And he's like, "Don't you think it's a little gay that, you know, you're holding the door for me?" And I'm like, "No, it's just polite."
Yeah. So you know what? Do I know this person?
No, you don't.
I don't? Okay. Well, if I ever did know this person, I would not only stop holding the door, I would stop everything else. Apparently doing any sort of favor or even being nice, saying hello, would make this guy feel uncomfortable with his sexuality. So just be a complete asshole to him.
Actually, I am a complete asshole to him now. You know, I make fun of him constantly. You know, and anything I could do to make him feel uncomfortable sexually is actually what I go for. You know, like, you know how like guys are where they'll make like the homo jokes at people.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where you pretend to be gay. You know, yeah. Guys do it all the time.
Sure.
Well, he gets upset about that too. So I go out of my way to constantly make those kind of jokes towards him.
Does he, every story he tells, he has to bring up the fact that he bangs chicks? Like, oh, I bang tons of chicks.
He doesn't go to those lengths. He's just...
My girlfriend. Don't let my really girlfriend vulnerable. Hear you say talk like that. She wouldn't like that.
I have heard people do that before, though. Yeah. Like, you know, you make the homo remark, and, oh, you know, I got a girlfriend.
Yeah, you know, I was just joking around with my girlfriend like that. She's got tits. I was joking around with her and her vagina, and all of her was laughing at my totally fake gay joke. Just so uncomfortable with it. I don't know. Some people are fucked up like that, but you obviously hold doors for people.
I do. I completely believe in holding doors for people, but I do have a specific set of rules about, you know, when to hold doors.
Okay, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. When should I be holding a door for somebody?
Well, I think one of the worst things about holding doors for people is that awkward time period where you feel like you've held the door for too long.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about there? Where,
just person where after person coming in.
No, I don't mean that. I mean like where you've held it where the person's just too far away.
Oh, the distance.
They're too far in distance. Like you've timed this door holding wrong.
Yeah.
And then the other person feels like they have to run.
They do that like the baseball field leaving to go to the dugout to hit. They look down and just trot.
Yeah, just like,
thank you.
They you know, take a little bit, like double the stride. They move the leg a little bit faster. It's just really awkward for everybody. So this is actually something I've been pondering a lot lately about what the appropriate distance on holding a door is.
I think if I hear footsteps, they're pretty close, and then I'll hold the door. My thing is, if I'm going to let go of the door and it's going to close in front of them, then I've done something dickish. Like if somebody is going through the door ahead of me and the door fucking closes like right as I get there, I make it. I kind of over exaggerate about how fucking inconvenienced I am. I like fucking just struggle opening the door. I sigh. I exhale very heavily. I'm jeez, God, couldn't hold the door. Like I really do act like an asshole. Again, product of my environment. But
well,
if the door closes in front of you, the door should have been held.
Well, yeah, that's where I've come up with the definition in my mind about what the appropriate time is.
I'd love to hear
it. It's if you believe the door will finish closing. And close before that person could have opened it themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That is the appropriate distance.
Okay.
So if that door will still be on the downswing when they arrive,
yeah,
then you've been a dick by not holding that door.
Or you know what? Rather than doing predictions and mental measurements, maybe you just say, "I'm not holding any fucking doors. You figure it out."
Nah, see, I don't like that.
No?
That's that's turning into anarchy at that point. that's the first step. That's a slippery slope you're talking about there.
I don't know. To me, I feel slighted by this fuck, but it's not even the worst one that day. The whole fucking state is rude, and within 10 minutes of being in the goddamn store, I think I've been slighted 3 times. I have all my shit together. I'm in line. It's busy. It's the morning. So people get their cup of coffee. They get their whatever the fuck that they're going to shove in their throat while they're driving to work to show up late and oh, you know, there's so much traffic or I got pulled over. Whatever bullshit excuse they're going to throw out there. So I'm next. I'm at the register. And they tell me, oh, small coffee, $1.49. And I open my wallet. And they see me reach for a card. And the guy goes, he doesn't have $2. Someone behind me is upset that I'm paying by credit card.
Is he actually,
he doesn't have $2?
Is he actually upset that you don't have it, or does he think, like, you're poor?
He thinks I'm poor. He thinks I'm some kind of irresponsible asshole or something. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you should just mind your fucking business with your blueberry muffin, you fat fuck. Like, why am I addressing him? There's no way in hell this guy's even fucking listening. But you know what? It feels goddamn good with his
fucking
muffin.
See, I would have had something to say to that guy right then and there.
I ignored it. I didn't want... See, I was already second-guessing my anger with the door thing. And this is maybe a minute later. I'm wondering, maybe I'm just on edge. I'll let everything from then on slide. But it bothered me, and here it is tonight. It's fucking just sticking in my goddamn throat.
See, I think I would have let the door thing slide.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure if that's really slutty. I don't know what that is. That's just weird antisocial behavior. I don't even think it's outwardly, mean, what that guy's doing. I think he's just bizarre and didn't acclimate properly to society or some shit. But the guy making snide comments behind you in line,
yeah.
that guy's got to hear it. I'm going to cost that guy time. Because I'm going to forcibly engage myself in a conversation with him about why it's actually faster to pay with credit card at QuickCheck.
It's the fastest way to fucking pay.
At QuickCheck, it's retardedly fast. You don't have to sign for shit. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get change. You don't have to handle your money. It is so fast at QuickCheck.
And you know what you can do? Because, they think credit card, oh, he's going to have to sign. I'm not buying lumber, you fuck. It's under a certain amount. I don't even need to sign. I could even say, hey, fuck your receipt. I give him the card, and I don't even have to take the time to slide the fucking thing because I have some kind of major fucking space age credit card that I just tap, and it's done. I'm literally tapping plastic on plastic, and I've paid. While this fuck is going through doubloons in his pocket, criticizing me, you rat fuck. I bet you he paid in change too.
He's brought out the sock full of pennies.
or just one coin roll that he's going to use to purchase everything that day.
As long as it's cash, he's okay.
Cash is king. Cash is king. These kids with these credit cards.
Now, see, I think people need to be told when they're being assholes. Because otherwise, there's no downside to them being an asshole. If I could walk around and just totally be an asshole all the time, and there's no ramifications to it, I would.
Yeah.
So you need to punish people that are being an asshole. So, someone doesn't hold the door for you.
Yeah.
You got to do the very loud thank you.
Thanks, fuckface!
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for holding the door, and dickhead.
It's got to be loud because you're going through closed glass. That's the thing.
You got to give it to him. And some guy making snide – now, if that was a fat bitch behind you in line – because that's the other kind of people who would like to make snide comments
they
all
do.
The time. Fat bitches.
Yeah.
I let it slide with them because it's just not worth the time.
No, because they revel in it.
Yeah, they want you to actually go and do that. But this guy, he's going to be upset when he realizes he's wasting time on having this conversation with you because he won't be able to let it go.
No.
And he really doesn't want to. He just wants to be an asshole. He doesn't want to spend the time having that conversation. Now, the fat bitch behind you in line, she wants to have that conversation.
Oh,
she's looking for
100%.
It.
100%. Fat bitches can't wait for someone to say something.
Yeah.
They all turn into fucking Kathy Bates, fried green tomatoes. They just start fucking yelling at anybody who says, hey, your behavior probably isn't the best right now. Well, let me tell you about my behavior. And then now we have to hear a backstory why she's fucking pissed off. All her bills are her money's fucked up. Her husband dropped dead. Listen, you don't want to get into it with a fat bitch because they have problems. They're already fat. And with the fat comes problems. There's rarely a problem-free fat person.
Well, especially on women because, let's face it, society only wants women to be beautiful.
And again, I say fat. I'm not talking about, she likes some the occasional double stuff. No, I'm talking about fat. I'm talking about fat. Just like a lump. With a fucking dress on.
But they have nothing to live for at that point. So they live for trying to fuck with people.
Yeah.
That's all they have going on. So never, ever argue with a fat bitch. Ever.
I want to make it clear. I'm talking about so fat that you can't tell whether her clothes are pajamas. That's how fat I'm talking about. And you're right. They never back down. Steve LaLarper, who's in the HeroesTalk.com chat room. If you're listening live, that you know that's where you should be. HeroesTalk.com. If you're not listening live, just try it out next Tuesday. The next Tuesday that comes up, 9 p.m. Tuesday night. Check it out. Heroes Talk. And you know what the worst thing though about a fat woman? I don't want to alienate any really fat women who might listen to this. I don't want to do it. But for me, in my experience, in a line, you see the fat woman, you know that this is the bitch who's going to have a problem with everybody and will still have the fucking balls to pay with a check.
I can't believe people actually still use checks.
I was stuck behind a fat bitch at a Rite Aid. She purchased, I don't know, a thing of Nerds. She purchased a thing of grape Nerds, I think. And she pulled out a fucking checkbook. There were 12 people behind her. Did she let anybody go? Somebody actually had a cart in a fucking Rite Aid. That's unheard of. They needed a lot of shit. And this bitch writes, who do I make it out to? Huh? Hold on, let me get my glasses. Yes.
It's old, okay. Old people, they come from this point in time where, you know, cash or check was the only way, and yeah. You were some sort of degenerate if you used a card.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a little bit different there. Now, I don't think anyone should – I think checks should be outlawed completely in the retail environment because it is the most inconvenient form of anything. It's awful being behind the person that's writing out the check.
And you would think that this would be the biggest thorn in a retail company's side. The bottleneck at the register if somebody decides, you know what, credit card. I don't like paying with credit cards. I don't have cash. I'll just write a check. They accommodate it with that little swing out table.
They have the special device for writing checks.
Yeah, like they can't write it anywhere.
Special furniture.
Yeah, they do have custom made furniture for check writers.
Which is for assholes writing checks.
We need to punish the people who write the checks. And we can't do it physically, although we'd love to, and we all envision it whenever we see that fucking book get pulled out of whatever bag they're holding. You know, there should be a surcharge if you want to pay by check. Just like they do at the fucking gas stations, when they don't want you to pay by credit card, they'll charge you a little more. So they try and lean you towards the cash. Well, why don't you lean people away from the fucking checks? Charge them more, and then they'll be, oh! Do you see what they do? They charge you if you pay checks. I'm going to have cash on me. Smart girl. Smart girl.
I think there's a hole in your plan. Because the kind of people who use checks are the kind of people who like to just outwardly boycott shit.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that if you get someone to tell them they can't use the checks and they're a check user, they're going to be telling, well, I'm not shopping here ever again.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys just lost my business. Okay.
Yeah, but at that point, do you really give a shit? Because how much more business are you going to get from this elderly person? So, you know, write them off. Just wait for that generation to die, and then everybody accepts it. Now, yeah. Casey Aland is in the Heroes Talk chat room. She's saying, I write my rent as a check. Bills, if I go to a wedding, the gift will be a check. That is okay. You're not holding anybody up with that. You're putting it in an envelope. Someone sees it, they say, oh, great, it's a check. When there are people behind you when you're trying to get this fucking shit ready, they always have like 17 different hang-ups. They're rooting around, they can't find their pen. Oh, I had my pen with my book, I don't, can I, do you have a pen? I need my glasses, I don't know who to make it at. And the balls on this fucking guy. He doesn't have $2. He doesn't have $2 to pay for a car.
Wouldn't you like it if we lived in a society where you could just turn around and just punch that man in the face? Like there was no like nothing wrong with doing that. Just turn around, pop him, and then leave.
I'd actually like a sidekick. I'd love to sidekick him in the neck. Like actually, if you could have three tokens in your entire life to do one major assault to anybody who's bothered you, and basically pause time like a Mortal Kombat fatality. You'd be very cautious as to who you would use it on, but I guarantee you I would have spent one of those fucking tokens that day.
I don't know if I would clutch this IP. I think I would run out of my tokens like by the time I was 14. I would have been out of them.
And everybody knows this guy's fucked because the room fades black and someone just says on the fucking store intercom, "Finish him."
Like everyone else is awake, like everyone else can see it, but this guy's just frozen in time.
he's actually just standing and like weaving and bobbing around. And I like fucking pull his rib cage out or something, and I just fucking show it to everybody. I don't know. To me, it's the worst fucking way. The best way here it is: slowest to fastest. Obviously, checks, coins. Okay, counting out fucking change is faster than checks. Cash, gift cards, because there's a little bit involved. You have to, maybe you don't have the right balance. You have to, put 20 on this. Okay, credit cards, and then contactless credit cards. Just tap and go, motherfucker. Tap it and leave.
Yeah, I think the only difference there is if it's you have exact change or you're leaving a tip. Like if you're at a bar.
Okay.
You're throwing down cash on the bar. That's the fastest way in those situations where you're not expecting change.
You ever see somebody get tired of the line and like they have their items?
Oh yeah, they slam down the money and they just leave.
Like yeah, they walk.
The person's yelling at the door. What'd you get the Star Ledger there?
Yeah, this happens to Quick Check all the time. They get very frustrated because some of the cashiers are really old codgers or effeminate men who just decide to fucking ask how hard people are working. The people will get infuriated. They'll fucking throw a 20 down and say, "Daily record medium coffee," and they walk out. They don't give a shit. They basically just paid for their time.
You know what I love the most is when you're in one of those long lines and the person behind you is getting all huffy. And I usually got nowhere to go. I don't even care if I'm in the line. I just sit there and patiently wait. But the person behind you getting all huffy and they get all fired up and they get crazy. And then they want you on their side.
Yeah.
They start talking to you about why they're all huffy. Oh, can you believe this line?
Oh, this guy doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This guy's stupid. You know? And they go on. And what is the appropriate response for someone who actually is not upset by waiting in this line? I nod. Oh, yeah.
I think
unbelievable.
I think that all you should do is say, yeah, it sucks. Like, anytime someone's expressing frustration to you that you genuinely don't care about, you would just do what you would do on a phone. Like, if someone's airing their problems to you, that sucks.
Yeah, man, that's
dude, that sucks. You're not going to say, actually, no, you don't understand. There's a lot involved in working. No. Yeah, it just fucking sucks.
Actually, that actually might be kind of fun if you went and corrected them about everything. No, this guy's really good. He knows what he's doing. It's just, you know, look at that person in the front of the line. There's a lot of shit going on there.
Spit out stats like it's baseball. You know, he averages $5 under every register.
just make stuff up. Just make up stats about it.
I don't know. The people in this fucking state irritate me. They fucking irritate me. I mean, I went to lunch with a couple coworkers yesterday, actually. And what I was talking about before with the door of holding it too long, I thought you meant like when you become the fucking doorman.
Oh yeah, that's not good either. But
because then who do you decide isn't good enough? When do you just say, all right, fuck it, I'm going in. Fuck you guys.
That is a rough call. Like you end up being the guy. Like you sneak it in. Like you try to. You see like a small break in the crowd.
Yeah.
And you slide around and you try to get
curl.
In the door.
You do the curl move.
And you hold the door from the other side at that point.
Yeah. So
because there's two ways of holding the door.
Oh, there's like you're the doorman. Like there's you hold
the outside.
Excuse me, sir. Beautiful day today. Or there's the holding it back, waiting for a hand to take it from you and walking in.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if
you're in a group of friends, which is what you're saying you're doing, you do the doorman thing.
Yeah.
But
so I was the first in the group of friends, so I held the door open for my group of friends, and now a fucking straggler decides to just run up and get to the back of the group of friends. So I hold the door open for him. Another one comes in. All right, I hold the door open for him, and then I go in behind him. And then it turns out that the place is very busy. It's a fucking Quiznos. It's busy. So now the line forms as soon as you get in. Now I'm behind these two fuckfaces. And they're feeling pretty good about that. So I walk over to my my coworkers and I'm like, I'm pretty busy here. And I hear an audible sigh from this fucking guy that I just held the door for. And I look at him. He's pissed off that I'm in front of him now. I didn't say anything. See, the thing is, I have no desire to get in verbal arguments. I guess I want to just complain about shit later. You, however, you just fucking throw caution into the wind. You just fucking have it out right there in front of your boss.
I think you gotta. I mean, you know, I mean, this person made two etiquette mistakes right off the bat. One is he shouldn't have expected you to hold the doorman door.
Yeah.
What he should have done is slowed down, allowed you to slide around the door and
done
then
the
hold
wave.
The door
done
the other
wave.
Side. Yeah, done the wave, and then you would have held the door for him from the other side that he could continue to walk through. That's etiquette mistake number one.
True.
Etiquette mistake number two, should you fail to appropriately do the wave, what you should do then is when that other person comes in behind you, say, oh, I'm sorry, you were here first. Go on ahead of me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you have two opportunities to make right by this.
And he didn't.
This person chose to do neither and then get upset with you because you had to force your his lack of etiquette upon him.
Yeah, and this is all I got. That's what I got. That, you know what that is, though? Because he didn't say anything to me about me cutting him. Because basically, at that point, he thought that this was his rightful spot, and I was cutting him. So in his eyes, I did wrong, and he didn't say shit. So what he did is what I like to call the I'm still tough surrender. He made it known that he was upset with me, but he gave up and completely folded.
See, I'm okay with that. I like when people just give up.
Well, that's
like right off the bat.
And
so,
again, that's part of the reason why I didn't fucking pursue it and just like do that fake punch step thing that people did in high school, that fucking flinch punch. And just stare him down.
See, if he did the side thing, I would just let it go. I'd pretend like nothing happened on that one.
Okay.
But if there was words, like you know, here behind you, you believe this?
Oh, come on!
Even if it's not that, even if it's quiet, even if it's, you believe this fucking guy? then there's going to be some conversation.
Yeah,
going.
You know what? If he had said something like that, I definitely would have said, oh, well, you know what? I was with them. And then and that's where I would have started somewhat nice. Because I believe that manners can exist in this horrible, awful asshole of a state. I am not giving up on the fact that human kindness can live in New Jersey. I will not give up on it.
I believe in the manners side of thing, but I'm like a light switch usually. It's, you know, I'll give you the manners. But then if you piss me off, it's on instantaneously. There's no slow, gradual buildup, you know, steadily growing here. This is, you know, someone said something, you know, you believe this fucking guy? Well, what the fuck? You believe me? I held the fucking door for you, you fucking asshole. What, do you expect to cut me in the fucking line now too?
Yeah.
That would have been me. But on a sigh, you know what? You're right. He's giving up.
He gave up.
He's not actually doing anything. You know what? He's pretty pathetic if he's just doing the sigh. If he's actually upset and thinks you've wronged him and all he's going to do is sigh, that's not even worth an argument for. It's just going to be instantaneous win.
He was like balding. He was 4'2". He had his shirt way too tucked in. And like, you know when somebody has their shirt like tucked in way too much that you can see every fucking detail of their sloth?
Well, or you can see the shirt, like you see the shirt inside his pants.
Yeah, yeah, that's
you see
it.
The outline of the shirt inside the khakis.
It's not a spare tire. It's a rumpled circle under his belt. That's what it is.
And like the person who buys a shirt that's way too long.
Yeah, I mean he was a little bit too happy to be at a fucking Quiznos. Okay, I'm gonna level with you there. He's a little bit too excited to get a fucking toasted sandwich. Everybody's doing it now. It's not fucking special. Okay.
Yeah, Quiznos' whole marketing strategy just got fucked.
I mean, they came out of nowhere. They're like, listen, you love sandwiches, right? Well, we put them under fire. We toast them. And like 2 days later, everybody's like, yeah, whatever. We have toasters too. Fuck it. We'll just put the sandwiches in the toaster. Just fucking toast the sandwich. It's not really that big of a fucking deal anymore. And I honestly don't know how they're surviving. Maybe it's that people are blindly loyal to brands. But like this guy, he was very excited to be there. It might have been his first trip to Quiznos. He's heard about it all these years. I fucking ruined it. I don't know.
Well, as far as chain sandwich restaurants go, Quiznos probably is the best. I mean, Subway is friggin' awful. I cannot believe Subway is still in business as bad as their food is.
Well, are they better or worse than fucking Blimpy?
I think they're worse than Blimpy. I gotta say, I give Blimpy a slight edge over Subway in that role.
Blimpy does. Are they the ones that make the crater? They cut a V into the goddamn loaf. And here's Steve the LARPer. He knows everything about every fucking chain restaurant. You can't hate on Blimpy. thank you for the info, Steve.
Yeah, see, the chat room is definitely voting for Blimpy right now. Blimpy over Subway. Because Subway really is terrible. But did you know that Subway is actually the largest restaurant chain in the world?
Are you serious?
It actually is bigger than McDonald's. Has more locations than McDonald's.
Wow. I really had no fucking idea.
And it's horrible. It is the worst stuff ever. I have two Subways in my little shit redneck town. Two Subways that I could walk to.
Wow. You also have an Arby's.
I do have an Arby's.
Which is hideous.
Admit it. You're fucking jealous on that.
Hideous. I've never had anything I enjoyed at fucking Arby's.
Really? No, Arby's roast beef is pretty slick, man.
That's all they have. I understand.
No, they have chicken sandwiches.
Shut the fuck up.
They have, you know what? You know how like everyone's
that's like saying McDonald's has Mexican food because they sell a chicken fajita. Okay?
They have
roast beef. That's what they're fucking known for.
You know how like it became trendy all of a sudden for these fast food restaurants to have like fancy appetizers like mozzarella sticks and things like that? Arby's had
fancy.
Arby's fancy, yeah. This is high end. This is like tuna tartare. Yeah.
You know, like mozzarella sticks and jalapeno poppers.
I'm such a classy motherfucker.
Have you ever heard of those jalapeno poppers? And also Tato skins. How delicious!
But Arby's had that shit before anybody else did. They all copied Arby's.
Yeah, but where's Arby's? Nowhere. That's where.
Arby's and Wendy's are the same company.
Are they really?
Yeah, Arby's bought Wendy's.
Oh shit.
So Arby's
had more clout than fucking Wendy's.
Yeah, apparently Arby's must be a huge hit in like, you know, redneck areas because it's the only place you see them.
Well,
you go to anywhere, like if there is a trailer park within 3 miles, there will be an Arby's.
It just looks like gray meat. It looks like fucking gray meat on a bun that I could have bought anywhere. It doesn't look exciting.
What's kind of creepy about Arby's is they have a sauce there for the roast beef. You know what it's called?
Is it called Arby's sauce?
It's called Arby's sauce. But then they also have what they call horsey sauce.
Oh.
So like you go there, if you get yourself a roast beef, you want any Arby's sauce, horsey sauce?
I will never, ever order horsey sauce in my entire life.
I was actually horrified when the woman asked me that. I'm like, no, I'll take the Arby's sauce.
Well, I don't know. To me, Arby's is bottom of the goddamn barrel. I would never have picked them over Wendy's as being more popular. Wendy's to me is probably number one fast food.
I think Wendy's is good. The thing that's weird about Wendy's though is it's either like their fries. Their fries are either the best fries, or they're the worst. If they are a degree below optimum, they are awful and disgusting. But when they turn into mashed potatoes.
When they're
burning your mouth, they are delicious. Yeah. But the instant they're like a little bit cold, it's like eating a pile of mashed potatoes, greasy mashed potatoes.
Well, we went to Wendy's this weekend, and Amanda has gotten into like coupon blogs and shit, and she like downloads these like special offers, prints them out, and she had like $2 off a salad and a free fucking baked potato. So we go to the drive-thru, and we order everything, and we give them the two tickets, and she says, "Not which one you gonna use, because you can't use both." Why can't we use both? One per person. There's two of us here. Yeah, but it's one car. So Amanda just says to the lady, "Okay, give us our stuff back. Cancel the order. We're going inside." We walk inside, and this bitch at fucking drive-thru has her eye on us the entire fucking time. Goes off without a hitch. We do it the same way
We purchase the shit, give them the coupons. I can never fucking say that word right. So I say
coupon.
I say tickets or rewards.
So rewards.
So we do it, and it goes off without a hitch. And she gives me this fucking sneer from the drive-thru. So we're parked in such a way that I have to go around and pass the drive-thru window to leave. So as I'm doing it, I roll back at like idling speed. And for some reason, she's hanging out the window, like her elbows on the fucking ledge. I just did a slow fucking like royal wave where you like rotate your hand. And she didn't do anything but just stare at me. Just fucking stared at me as I drove away.
She was hating you so much right then and there. All she was going through her head was visions of stabbing you.
One per customer. There's two of us. But it's one car!
You know what, then ring it up twice, bitch, okay? How about that?
Honestly, you could work at another Wendy's if you get fired from a fucking Wendy's. I'll never understand the fucking blind loyalty they have to this fine print on their fucking goddamn tickets, rewards, or as Mayonnaise is saying here, achievements. I don't fucking get it. I just don't fucking get it. And you know what? I think we should take a quick break here. This is the DJ New Style Show. On Hear Us Talk, that's hearustalk.com, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be. We'll be right back.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
The DJ New Style Show has a brand new Facebook fan page. Thank you for deleting the old one, Frank, you incompetent asshole. The new one is facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. Congratulations, Frank, on being so technically inept that you made us add the word the. facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, and I'm saying this to you as delicately as possible. As a friend, your t-shirt is terrible. Hideous. It's ugly. I mean, look down. You know what? Don't. Actually, don't look at it, because it's so bad and terrible, I wouldn't wish seeing that on my own worst enemy. Wait, what? That's not a shirt? You're not wearing clothes? Well, still, what I'm about to tell you holds true. Go to hearustalk.spreadshirt.com and just check these out. They're solutions for your problem. Our t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, and track jackets are the perfect garments to cover up unsightly deformities such as fat, chest hair, and misshapen rib cages. And the best thing about these is that they also let people know that you have fine taste in internet talk radio. So head on over today. Purchase your very own Hear Us Talk t-shirt and turn blech into hearustalk.spreadshirt.com.
Let's take a quick look at the competition.
Good evening. I'm Nancy Nangeroni.
I'm Gordine McKenzie.
Hello again, this is Gender Talk, worldwide radio that talks about transgenderism in the first person. Each week, we bring you news, information, and exciting new voices that challenge our traditional view of gender and much more. Tonight, we're going to hear about some of the problems facing younger transgender persons. We'll hear from trans man Alex Rasmussen about two separate beatings he suffered for the simple fact of being. Then we'll meet young trans woman Jackie and her parents, who've just flown into Boston for some medical care and advice she was unable to obtain in England. And finally, we'll meet with State Representative Kyle Scertino, who recently became our state's first elected official to declare support for statewide protections for transgender persons. And whether it's officially supported or not, we'll also have gender news, question of the week, Raving Raven, and much more tonight on Gender Talk.
Aren't you glad you listened to the DJ New Style Show? Yeah, I'm not either.
Sometimes
Lucky you. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dick.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. If you want to call the show, 316-768-4472. That number is 316-768-4472. But before we get to any of that, I have something I desperately need to talk about because I'm so passionate about it, and that's internet communication, video conferencing. And the best way to do it, of course, ICU2. It is the best way to chat face-to-face with anybody from fucking any place. Honestly, ICU2.com lets you connect with thousands of people instantly. They're not going to fuck up your user experience. They're not going to hit you up for extra shit. They're not going to say, hey, look, you're looking at too much stuff. Do you want me to remind you? You sent far too many messages. They're not going to fucking smother you like that. They're going to let you do what you can do with their software. Chat with people and see their fucking faces, potentially their asses, and let's just say, possibly their titties. Okay? ICU2, that's ICU2.com. Download it today. It's free to try. Put it on your Windows PC, and in seconds you'll be running with the 2009 People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. I'm not guaranteeing the titties, okay? But I know I went on there and I saw them once. If you're under 18, don't fuck with it, okay? Ask your parents' goddamn permission. Or I'll backtrace it, you sons of bitches! Anyway, ICU, the number 2.com. Shawnee Murphy, you know, ICU 2, what can you say?
I say ICU 2 is amazing, amazing stuff.
It is. It absolutely is. More amazing stuff, though, StarCraft 2. You've been
StarCraft
playing.
2.
And I know you've been playing because you are my 2v2 teammate.
That's right. We're a platinum league, bitches.
Yes, we are. We're basically let's just say throwing away what little youth we have, pretending to command armies and kill aliens. Whenever Amanda says, "Oh, are you going to be killing the aliens tonight?" You know how fucking belittling that is.
You just feel a little bit sad and pathetic.
Are you
and your friend going to go kill aliens tonight?
You two going to kill the aliens tonight? And you know what? Yeah, I fucking am. And I'm going to do it until I should be sleeping. Because ever since I got it on Midnight, I've been hooked.
It is a good game.
It is. Now, Shawnee Murphy, did you happen to see a video that I put together? I promised it last week, but I only posted it maybe a day ago. This was my experience at the line on the StarCraft II release day. Did you see the video?
I did see the video.
Yeah. What were your impressions?
I was impressed at how nerds are the same no matter what they're nerdy about.
Oh, without a doubt. The nerd stereotype is 100% true. It's not. It's just the way it fucking is. Every impression of a nerd is just the way they fucking act. It's not even clever or funny because it's just mirror imaging reality.
I got to tell you, the nerds, they were in their glory, though, when you were interviewing them. They wanted to do this more than anything. Like, oh, my God, someone's talking to me. Oh, my God, he's got a camera. Oh, I got to talk about nerd shit now.
Yeah, absolutely. I just said, hey, do you want to be interviewed? Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is great. I'm having a great time. Blah, 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 blah. Bring the fire bats back. And you know what? You did express some kind of disappointment with me when I described what I did before seeing it. Now, having seen the video, which is available on youtube.com/DJNewStyle, youtube.com/DJNewStyle, after seeing the video, are you still disappointed in me?
Well, I think I just want to clarify the disappointment. Is you went out there with an idea in mind. You said, I'm going to go and do this. I am going to go there and I'm going to fuck with nerds. And then you called me all dour and sad inside because you realized that you couldn't bring yourself to actually do it. So that was where my disappointment came in. There was nothing else there but the fact that you set out to achieve a goal and you failed miserably.
But did,
now,
I,
with that,
did I really
with that
fail?
Said, well, you failed at the goal. The goal was to make fun of nerds by fucking with them.
Okay.
So you failed at that. But what you did put together was a pretty good piece of nerddom, and I did laugh at nerds. I like to laugh at nerds.
You don't need to make fun of nerds.
They make fun of themselves.
They exist, and they're hilarious. The breakout stars of the video, the mustached Asian man in the football jersey who just is there for no reason. He's not in the line. He's just there, hanging out. He's watching the line. He's not buying the fucking game. He's just there for the event. The effeminate black fellow, the black gentleman with the hoodie and no shirt under it, zipped to his fucking navel. There was no way I was not going to record that guy. Some of the most flamboyant
shit.
Oh,
damn, you a gamer?
Oh, you a gamer? All the virgins in the world. Oh, that guy. That guy has definitely had a theatrical background. I think he was fresh from like a dance practice. It was pretty impressive being there talking with the nerds. But I've been called out a little bit. I believe some of the fine folks behind Hate Us Talk, they let me know that they liked the video, but they saw it as me masking my own nerdiness by showcasing other nerdiness. And I don't see it that way.
Well, that's actually why you failed to do your first attempt. You know, what you wanted to do was go there and kind of make fun of nerds.
Yeah.
But you were unable to bring yourself to do it because of your own admitted nerdiness. So I think they're way off.
I had sympathy for them. I was duped. I thought I could go there, pick the game up, and just fucking bounce, leave, get the fuck out. But I realized I couldn't. I realized, okay, I'm going to have to wait an hour to get the fucking game. I'll make the best of it, and I'll fuck with these people. But then I got to talking to them, and I'm like, you know what? They're excited. They're going to get their game they've been waiting for. They think that they're going to be highlighted on some fucking StarCraft site, and I just do a podcast. Well, you know what? Maybe that specific hope has been realized. They are now featured on the premier StarCraft site, as my video has made the front page of StarCraft.org. I'm going to applaud myself. Don't clap.
I'm applauding.
Okay, thank you. StarCraft.org has agreed to post my video on the front page. I thought that it was the only thing that needed to be done to that fucking video. They wanted it. Maybe they'll see it again. Because only the one guy, Matt, was the only one to reach out and say, hey, let me see the video. The rest of the mustached Asian football jersey guy, he didn't give a fuck. He didn't say anything. I didn't hear from him.
Who was your favorite character in the video?
It's tough. It's a 10-minute long video. I'm going to warn anybody who hasn't seen it, but my favorite character probably is the guy who wants the fucking fire bats back. Sure, he's nerdy, sure, but if you listen very closely, before he's introduced, I ask effeminate black man, so you're here with a friend, and you will hear an audible, it's this kid trying to get my fucking attention to record him. He really wanted to have be on camera. And when I finally put on my camera, what does he do?
What's up?
He just waited. To me, that was my.
He just froze.
Yes, he absolutely did. Bring the fire bath back. Bring the fire bath back. But you know.
See, my favorite person in the video was ambiguous race man. There was that one kid was a cross between Indian, black, Mexican, and Asian. Those are the four races.
He was a slurry of races.
He was a complete mix of really everything. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, you ever do that where you look at somebody and you say, I can't tell what
I
race.
I don't know what he is. Like, what jokes should I make? what joke should I tell my friend who's wearing overalls with one latch attached with a beer can in the pocket? What am I going to high-five him to while his bug zapper's on? I don't know.
It's just human nature, though, to classify people. You see a black guy, you're a white guy. The first thing you do when you see a black guy is you think, oh, that's a black guy.
Well, I mean,
that's the first thing that goes through your head.
Yeah, people are listening to this, so we need to paint a picture for them. If I just said effeminate men, they might have pictured a white guy, and that would have been completely different. This guy,
yeah, effeminate white guy is way different than effeminate black guy.
100%. 100%. When someone looks like Kanye West and look like they could do a pirouette and fucking just start reenacting shit from Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't know. Sometimes you need to add the race to just fully paint the picture. But with this kid, you couldn't decide. Of course, he's the one that declares himself to be a Zerg player. I'm typically a Zerg player, but I would probably start off at random to really get a feel for the mechanics of all the three races and make myself a more diverse gamer. And he's just sitting there, Indian style, eating fucking lo mein with a Sprite. Like, so he has a Sprite, but he also has a lo mein. I can't even infer what he is from his meal.
Yeah, so the lo mein, just throws it. That could be anything.
Yeah.
And you have no idea.
He was sharing that lo mein, that mall floor lo mein, with the fucking, the guy who was the biggest bullshitter in the world. Anyway. Yeah, you know what? I couldn't picture what race he was. Was he your favorite in the entire video?
I think I don't know if he was my favorite. I think a favorite is definitely the Fireback guy.
Yeah.
But as far as things go, I was most intrigued by the person and questioned the most, the person who I couldn't figure out what race he was.
Yeah, you will see that there's one comment on StarCraft.org, and it is just to point out how nerdy that guy is. If you're listening to this downloaded, just pause, go to youtube.com/DJNewStyle, watch the video. You'll know exactly what we're talking about. And if you happen to have favorite parts of it, why don't you tweet it to me? My name is DJ Newstyle on Twitter, and go to DJNewStyleShow.com for more and other ways to fucking contact me, to let me know what the fuck you liked about it, okay? We're probably going to do more of these, is what I'm saying. We're probably going to do more of them. Now, Shawnee Murphy, speaking of games and gamers and fun and excitement, you missed out on a series of games that we've crafted on the DJ New Style show. Games that we haven't played very often. Just a handful of times. We were talking about fat women before. Annoying fat broads who will never back down. And I'd like to ask you, I want to invite you, would you care to play a game today on the DJ New Style show?
Yeah, I'll play a game with you.
The game you'll be playing, Shawnee Murphy, is called Fat or Not. And let me explain how it works.
All right, that was going to be my first question.
Fat or Not, we will go through YouTube. I have gone and scoured YouTube looking for video blogs hosted by women, by young girls. I will play you the audio, and your mission is to tell me whether they are fat or not. And now, again, I don't want to get into any fucking pissing matches about, dude, look at her arm, look at her belt. If they're fucking fat, there isn't a goddamn person alive who wouldn't say, okay, this bitch is fucking fat.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, those seem like pretty simple rules.
Fat or not? A correct response will yield...
Boomo. Butcha.
An incorrect response will yield... Hold on.
Oh.
Okay, there we go. Early times. So the first one, fat or not, Shawnee Murphy? Fat or not?
Can somebody tell me again why gay people are so upset that they can't get married? I mean, the government takes care of gay people so much.
And hold on, let me just say...
Turn it up a little bit.
Okay, what I want from you, Shawnee Murphy, I want your thought process.
Oh, absolutely.
I want reasoning. I want you to pick apart certain words and sounds. I'll turn it up for you so you can
hear it. Yeah, turn it up. I can hardly hear it.
All right, here we go. We'll start it from the top.
Can somebody tell me again why gay people are so upset that they can't get married? I mean, the government takes care of gay people so much. They're not allowed to get married, and they're not allowed to join the army. And they're bitching about that. And while they're sitting there bitching...
What are you thinking?
They're missing out on all this raging, all right, Non-committal gay...
What are you thinking so far? Fat or not?
what I'm thinking here is, all right, normally fat women look to the gays as their brothers in arms, so to speak.
Okay.
So they usually – the fat are usually more likely to support the gays because they're both societal outcasts.
So you've taken an interesting approach. Rather than saying, well, listen to the pop that happened after the B and or whatever, you're actually listening to the content and using statistical analysis.
Well, now there's the other thing, though. But if she had a southern twang to her voice, then without a doubt she would hate the gays, regardless – you know, so I am going to say, because she doesn't have a southern twang and she's on the side of the gays, I'm going to say not.
You say she is not fat.
Not fat.
Boomo. Butcha.
Very, very good, Shawnee Murphy. She is not fat. In fact, she is a slender and athletic at the same time African-American woman. African-American woman.
Wow, that's really – I did not get that.
See,
wow.
You were looking
I could not have guessed black or not. I would have failed at that one.
You were looking for the content, analyzing that. You would have never gotten it.
I would not have gotten that.
Are you ready for round two? Fat or not? Fat or not?
Yeah, I just basically dropped off the face of the earth for 6 months. If you saw my videos, you saw that I was going through a really bad breakup, and I just was a big Debbie Downer, and I just couldn't get myself to make any videos or watch anything or check emails or anything like that. And
what are you thinking, Shawnee Murphy?
This chick is definitely fat, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
All right. Skinny broads do not whine about having been broken up with.
Okay.
And she's got a little warble to her voice. You can just hear – you can hear the gullet. She's trembling a little bit, like right below, right in her throat. You hear like,
so you,
as
you,
she's talking.
You heard a warble.
I heard a little warble in there.
Right.
And the whining about men. That is the stereotypical fat broad move, is to whine about guys. Like, skinny girls will bitch about guys.
Yes.
Fat girls whine about guys.
Okay.
So I am saying fat.
Shawnee Murphy?
Boomo. But yeah.
Congratulations. That's two for two. Two for two. Another thing that you missed while analyzing the content, skinny girls will whine about guys. Only fat girls will whine about social networking. Sorry I didn't get to post. I haven't been around online. I just had a lot of fucking flavor ices to purchase. Yeah, she's gigantic. Gigantic. Are you ready for round three? This is fat or not. It's a very simple game. You listen to the audio of a female video blogger, and we guess simply from hearing and listening and analyzing.
Okay, let's do it.
Fat or not. Round three.
Check this out, people. It's so pretty. Right? So, we are going to our French resort. So downtown Disney awaits, as well as Boma, which is a African restaurant at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Here, check it out.
Okay, Shawnee Murphy, fat or not?
I gotta tell you, this one is messing with my brain.
Put it all out there.
Hints on both sides of the equation. All right. Fat broads love Disney. All right, I'm going to tell you, fat broads just love the Disney World. So that right there is screaming out to me that she's fat. However, there is no way in hell I could ever picture a fat broad eating Ethiopian food.
Ah.
A fat girl will immediately hear Ethiopian and think, that's what the starving people eat. Hmm. I'm not eating what starving people eat.
But
so,
she did say it was Animal Kingdom.
Well, I'm going to tell you here. I am going to say, even though it is Disney World,
okay,
I have seen skinny girls at Disney World before.
Okay.
There's no way a fat girl is eating Ethiopian. I am going with not fat.
Not fat. Jimmy Francone says fat. Ustreamer says fat in all caps. Houston Tornado says, ha ha. He doesn't know what the fuck is going on. KC Alon says, skinny. Zoyep says, fat. You say, not fat?
Not fat.
Boomo.
3 for 3.
Yeah.
Bam!
3 for 3.
Jeez. Do I know my fat bitches or what?
You do. You do. That is number 3. You are 3 for 3. You were correct with the Disney thing. See, I threw that in. I might confuse you.
You messed with me.
I might confuse you. Round 4. Shawnee Murphy, I ask you, is she fat or not?
Quite a good amount of my friends know. I post my videos sometimes to my MySpace, and that's where all my friends and family are. So, they probably all know, but they don't. Either A, they don't care, or B, they don't, you know, don't realize it. You know what I mean? They don't care. My husband will give me a little gooberish look like every now and then, but it's nothing major. It's nothing like ignorant ass people do, apparently, to M.
Shawnee Murphy, fat or not? Walk me through your thought process.
Walk me through the process. So this time I heard the Southern twang.
Uh-huh.
So right off the bat, going back to the statistical analysis, a Southern girl is much more likely to be fat. The fact is, though, the South is full of two kinds of people. Either the really fucking crackhead thin or the disgusting blob fat.
Okay.
But on this one, I'm going back to what happened on the previous fat girl, which is bitching about social networking. You actually gave me a hint there, but you might have been messing with me, so I don't know now. Mm-hmm. But I still think nobody thin is using MySpace. MySpace is the last bastion of the fatty. So I am going to say fat.
Okay, Houston Tornado says fat. I'm sorry. Earth Dog says large, marge, fat. Ziope, I don't even have the fuck to say his name. Cody says, holy shit, she's fucking huge. In the South, you're either huge or skin and bones. You say that she is fat, Shawnee Murphy?
I'm going with fat.
Boomo.
4 for 4.
Butcha.
Hoo-yah.
4 for 4. By the way, MySpace, a dead giveaway. Obviously, only fat chicks have stuck to MySpace. They do that because they still get emails from bots that haven't been terminated yet. Next on the list. Oh, by the way, Clayton from Texas is here, and now we need to stop disparaging the South. Number 5, round 5, Shawnee Murphy, fat or not?
On Wednesday, I'm going to New Jersey, which I am so excited about because I get to hang out with some amazing people, Soundly Awake, JP Metz, Petrelude, X Sparkage, just to name a few. And I'm really excited because I have a show in New York on Saturday. So, yay! Haven't really practiced, don't really know what I'm playing, want to learn some new songs, you know, by tomorrow. Basically, I just wanted to hang out with people that I really became friends with after 789 on YouTube. And
okay, Shawnee Murphy, your thought process, please!
This is definitely the trickiest of them all.
Uh-huh.
You saved the trickiest for the last.
This is not the last.
Oh, shit. Well, this is the trickiest of all of that I've done so far, then.
Okay.
All right. So, this girl.
You know what? This will be the last.
All right.
You're sweeping. Let's see if you can go for the perfect record. This is the last one.
This girl. All right. So, originally, I'm thinking, all right, she's talking about, obviously, internet shit. She's throwing out screen names. She's doing all this stuff. She's talking about how she's all excited to meet people from the internet.
Mm.
That's screaming fat girl to me. Because that is what fat girls love to do. They love to meet people from the internet or pretend like they're going to meet people from the internet.
Okay.
But then she started talking about how she plays music.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded like from what she was talking about, you know, we're talking about like guitar or something of that nature. We're not talking about like the cello.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying
yes or no either way. I'm
going through my thought. I've already made up my mind.
I'm nodding along.
You through my thought process.
Okay.
So I don't see a fat girl playing guitar. And that's what I'm envisioning this girl as a guitar player. She's going to meet other band type people.
Mm-hmm.
So I am going with not fat.
Casey Alon says not fat. Mayonnaise says not fat. Walter Subcheck says fat in exclamation marks twice. Shawnee Murphy, your answer is?
Not fat.
Oh.
Sorry! Sorry! You fucked up on the last one. She is a goddamn mountain. The giveaway. All my friends I met at YouTube 789, a goddamn YouTube convention. Shawnee Murphy. And also, she's traveling to New Jersey to meet people. Not going to New York. She's going to New Jersey to meet people. You missed two very, very big keywords. And also the fact that she listed people by username instead of, like, first name.
Well, I did get that.
You
that did, was on my fat,
did
my
get
fat
that.
Side.
You did get that, but you thought she was some kind of like rock guitarist or something like that.
Yeah, can you play that last part of that clip again? I want to hear that part again. I want to hear where I went wrong.
The last part.
On Wednesday, I'm going to New Jersey, which I am so excited about because I get to hang out with some amazing people. Soundly Awake, JP Metz, Petrelude, X Sparkage, just name a few.
I got news for you. I don't think I played the entire clip in the interest of time. So we will listen to the entire clip and see if it gives you any more clues. And we'll see if that would have influenced your decision, okay?
All right.
And I'm really excited because I have a show in New York on Saturday. So, yeah.
Listen to the breathing.
Haven't really practiced. Don't really know what I'm playing. Want to learn some new songs, you know, by tomorrow. Basically, I just wanted to hang out with people that I really became friends with after 789 on YouTube, and I needed a good excuse to do it. So I booked a show thinking, oh, well, now I have a reason to go. I'm a little scared, though, because I'm going to be hanging out with a bunch of, like, makeup gurus, and...
And that's the whole clip.
Yeah, see, that, that part, see, I completely misread the show part.
Yeah. Makeup gurus.
Oh, yeah.
Makeup gurus.
Boom. This is like the guy who buzzes in too quick on Jeopardy and gets the answer wrong.
Sorry. Well, why don't we take a quick break here? This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. Shawnee Murphy, you're still 4-1 on Fat or Not. Thank you for playing.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Hi, everyone. This is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, oh, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi, Dr. Steve. This is DJ New Style, and I'm very curious about what the typical length of time would be that corn would stay in your system, because I haven't eaten corn in about 3 months, and since I've taken Benefiber, I have not had a corn-free shit. So I don't know if you can get to that. DJNewStyle@gmail.com, DJNewStyleShow.com.
There you go. He got his plug in.
Yay.
DJ New Style's a cool guy.
Is he?
Yeah, he was one of the first of the, you know, internet radio people that I ever met.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's a real nice guy.
Sounded corny to me. Oh.
Wait a minute.
That was horrible.
Wait a minute. Wait for it.
Get it? You get it now?
Thank you, Mel. So, yeah, so what he's wondering is, has somehow his colon stored up corn for 3 months, and now that he's taking fiber, he's now shitting it all out? And the answer is no, that's not possible.
What about
so
of
what then is it? Yeah. Is it?
It's he's seeing something in his stool with this fiber supplement, but it's not corn.
Okay, so it's got to not be magic.
It has to be some sort of illusion, something that looks
magic corn, magic poop corn.
Looks like corn. You know, the fibers clumping up or something, but it cannot be corn.
I saw a T-shirt. On the internet for sale, I had a picture of a turd with corn in it, and it said, "Corn poop is still a mystery."
Yeah. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Sony from 10th and Diamond. You listening to the DJ New Style Show. You know what I mean?
Thank you, Sony from 10th and Diamond. This is the DJ New Style Show, DJNewStyleShow.com. Download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to the podcast. Don't forget the awful hour. Wednesday night, 9 p.m., brand new episode. On Thursday night, Best in Show Radio, they're on at 9 p.m. as well. And every Monday, Hate Us Talk. Go to hateustalk.tumblr.com. Hearustalk.com. Listen, we got all kinds of shit. should that be the new tagline? I don't know. Hearustalk.com. We got all kinds of shits for you to listen to. Shawnee Murphy, I hope you had a good break. I was upset to find out about the corn being a myth, being some kind of thing. But what are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, it looks like corn to me.
Yeah. I mean, well, the corn that you do see is actually corn, but the corn you see after not eating corn for months apparently isn't corn. It looked like corn to me. I think I have a picture of it on duties.tumblr.com. But what I'm interested in now, Shawnee Murphy, a story that you brought to my attention about a certain airline. Would you care to tell me a little more about this? What is it?
Spirit Airlines.
Spirit Airlines.
So what Spirit Airlines has decided to do now is they're going to charge for carry-on luggage.
Yeah.
So they've instituted a new fee. I think it's $30 if you want to carry on a bag.
Okay.
And
so this can't be well received.
People are up in arms about it. So I'm reading the news article, and this is actually one of my great joys in life, is to read news articles and then read the rants and the forum postings after the news articles. I really truly enjoy this because people are really, really stupid. And so I'm reading through these things, and people are absolutely up in arms about this thing. They're talking about boycotts and
they don't want to pay extra though.
They don't want to pay extra, but that's the thing, is right in the article, it clearly states that what they've done is they've reduced the cost of their airfare by the equivalent amount.
Oh, that's more flexible for you then.
So the actual price of the ticket is now $30 less, but you pay $30 if you want to bring on a carry-on bag.
So it's basically a favor for people who check their bags.
Right. So if people are checking their bags, or, you know, if you're the kind of guy who, you know, doesn't bring bags onto the plane. And actually, there are a lot of exclusions. If you have a bag that fits under your seat, no charge. It's only for those bags that you have to put into the overhead.
Okay.
And there's other exceptions. You know, if you have a stroller or you have a diaper bag, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They have exclusions for that. But it's only for those big bags. And so you could actually save money if you don't bring it. Now, normally when I get on a plane, I bring a book bag that fits under the seat. And that's about it. I don't, you know, carry on big luggage. So for me, as a user of an airline, it would actually be better for me. And, you know, have you ever dealt with the people on the planes when they're bringing on all sorts of luggage onto the plane?
Oh yeah, like somebody with a fucking hockey bag. They've decided they're going to cheat the system by bringing this huge fucking I could store a toddler in it bag, and it doesn't fit. And oh, you're going to have to – they bring it all the way in. They try pushing it in. Then they got to bring it all the way out. People are lined up, so they all have to fucking leave the plane so this asshole can get a blue ticket on his fucking bag.
And it's actually gotten a lot worse since they started charging for the checked luggage. Mm. Now people are trying to, like you said, cheat the system. They're trying to bring on bags onto the plane that they shouldn't be able to. And now the overheads, there's no room in the overhead. So what Spirit is trying to do is they're trying to, you know, swing the pendulum a little bit back the other way and make it so that people don't do this. And for the people that legitimately don't do that, that, you know, going back to your impolite motherfuckers conversation, try to keep people from being impolite motherfuckers. Now, if they still want to do that, they're just going to pay for the privilege of doing so. And so I have absolutely no problem with that. But the internet is up in our online people.
Dave said that I molested my carry-on fee. So they're pissed off in the comment section?
The comment section was like 95% against, and, you know, boycotting Spirit Airlines. I will never fly Spirit Airlines again. Just all sorts of vile hatred towards Spirit Airlines. And meanwhile, I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, this seems like a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
And I think – and basically what Spirit is trying to do is their goal is not to actually make money off of this, which is surprising. Their goal is actually to make the boarding and disembarking of a plane faster, you know, mm-hmm. because it costs them money to have that plane on the ground. Their hope is that they can now get more flights a day so that plane maybe can do an extra flight each day.
Yeah, they want more people to check the fucking bags. This is exactly what we said about cash and check. Put a fucking penalty on the people that want to slow everything down, and then maybe more people will go to the quicker way.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
And they're hoping that as a result that they're going to make more money, but they're not actually going to charge their customers anymore. They're just going to use a little economic incentive to try and get people to check their luggage instead of carrying on these huge bags.
It's fucking fantastic. Yeah, but everybody's coming out against it now. People in the internet, the online people, as you said, are fucking up in arms. I think I read here that Senator Schumer now is gonna he's gonna crack down on it and make the whole plan illegal.
Yeah, Chuck Schumer actually because this first got announced a couple months ago, and it just went into effect I think this week. But a couple months ago, they had announced that they were gonna do this pricing change, and people were up in arms right away, right off the bat.
Yeah.
And Schumer went out and extracted promises from every other airline that they weren't going to follow suit and do something similar because it was going to, you know, harm the consumer and this was going to be horrible for the American public. But meanwhile, I'm looking at it and saying it's great for the American public. They're just absolutely too stupid to recognize that this is great for the American public.
And you know what? I have a fucking bone to pick with Schumer, too. Anytime someone says something is bad – And he's close to an election, he's going to fucking make it illegal, or he's going to make some fucking stern gesture to overturn it. It's Cousin Brucey isn't going to be on the air. I'm going to fucking go on a goddamn crusade to make sure he stays in New York radio. Oh, they're going to charge you to fucking carry on a bag. I'm sorry, it's how their business is going to fucking work, Chuck. That's just how it's going to work. Just because the fucking internet is ablaze with negativity towards it doesn't mean that you get to use it as leverage to get fucking reelected.
And the thing is, at the end of the day, if people really hate this thing, they're going to vote with their wallets. They're going to go use another airline. And maybe they're going to screw themselves. They're going to pay more for the same flight than they would have otherwise.
I guess they don't know that they're not paying. They're paying the same rate they would have.
Yeah.
They're paying the same fucking rate that they would have.
And if you bring a normal size carry on onto the plane, you're going to pay less. You're going to save yourself money.
Check your bag. You know what? Well, a smaller bag, I can't bring my goddamn clothes on. I got a laptop I need too. Well, check your fucking bag and bring your laptop. All right? You want to be in the Spirit Airlines business? Check your goddamn bag and save fucking $30.
Yep. No, this is I am 100% on Spirit Airlines side. I am in the definite minority on this, but I 100% support and encourage them to move forward with this plan that will probably put them out of business.
I mean, let's face it, the air travel is so fucked. I mean, anything different done to it would be a major shot in the arm. Something needs to be fucking done.
There needs to be a lot. The air travel is absolutely miserable, and it has nothing to do with charging fees. It has to do with what you have to deal with when you're on that plane.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, with the fees, I'd kind of like to know Okay, I need to fly. Should I buy on a Wednesday? Do I wait 2 weeks before the flight? Because you might save $50. It's a fucking mystery what you're going to pay for a fucking plane.
Oh, it's completely a mystery. I remember once I booked a flight, and I had booked it for, I think it was like five people. I bought the tickets for a bunch of people, and we were going to go. And then a couple weeks later, someone else decided they wanted to go. So I went to buy a flight or a ticket for the same flight, and all of a sudden it was a couple $100 more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell is this? Suddenly this product is better than it was before? This product has improved in the 2 weeks since I purchased a ticket?
I would love it if they just displayed on everybody's headrest what they fucking paid.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
It'd imagine, be incredible.
Like, people, there'd be violence on planes. Like, you'd walk on, you have, oh, I got a good deal. I paid $400. You walk on, and you see that motherfucker that paid $199. You would punch that guy right in the face.
Oh, but I bought early. I bought early.
There all smug.
Yeah. Just sitting there, just know it. Or, you know, he's probably so frugal, you know, like $199 is killing him. He's like worrying about it. And then here comes the guy who paid $650 because he just bought it like 2 minutes ago. There needs to be a better fucking way than just like, oh, you know what? Eh, there's demand, so let's just charge this today. Or it's not being sold, let's just charge it. How about this? Just come up with a fixed way of fucking charging.
Well, I think I have a pretty good idea for this fixed way.
Well, like a charge per seat. Just coach is this, first class is this.
Nah, see, I think the entire system is screwed up, and it should be based on how inconvenient you as a human being are.
Ah, okay.
The more inconvenient you are, now. What do you think the number one cost to an airline is?
Well, it's got to be fucking fuel.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say employees, but actually,
100%, it's got to be fuel.
Yeah, it is definitely fuel. Fuel is the largest expense for airlines, and although you would think, you know, it doesn't really matter, you know, an empty plane versus a completely full plane, you know, it's going to use the same fuel. It doesn't. The more weight that is on a plane, the more it costs to get that plane in the air and fly it from place to place.
Yes.
And that's part of the big reason why they started charging all these fees for luggage. These people were bringing on these gigantic bags. I mean, we have a friend that we witnessed,
yes,
somehow for a three-day trip had a 70-pound suitcase for three days.
And he was charged more for it. But
he was charged more. This was pre the you pay no matter what.
Yeah.
He got charged an extra fee for bringing on a 70-pound bag.
Fucking asshole.
You know, but you think about that. What's going on there is that you're bringing on the normal size bag. You know, your bag weighs 30 pounds or whatever. Well, he's bringing 70 pound bag. So you're subsidizing him if they don't charge more.
Well, when he was charged more, he actually asked us a question to, you know, to see what we thought.
You think it's been worth it?
Yeah, it is definitely. It is definitely worth it. Just pay the extra $50 and you can bring your whole fucking wardrobe, Jimmy. You can bring your whole fucking wardrobe with you to fucking Vegas for a weekend. You fucking idiot.
Well, so, I remember the next trip we went on in that same group, yeah. I intentionally tried to get my bag over the limit. I mean, I literally packed every pair of shoes I had. I packed extra pants. I packed enough to last me up 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I got myself up to 46 pounds.
Yeah. And nowhere near Jimmy. Jimmy, I think, had two bags for that second trip.
Yeah, two bags.
And a suit bag.
A suit bag as well. And a laptop. The guy came with seven bags. He had a laptop bag, a carry-on bag, two suitcases,
so now for
a suit bag.
For people like him, how does he fit into your new scheme that you have for the airline?
Well, basically, and it's good. So that's step one is your luggage. So we'll just put that aside for a minute. So your luggage is going to give you some cost. The second thing that's inconvenient in many, many ways is how large an individual you are.
Ah.
Now,
100%.
There's two things there. So you have someone who's heavy, weighs a lot. They're using up that fuel, that precious fuel that's costing the airline so much. Plus, they are also extremely awful to sit next to.
They are.
Like, do you ever walk always on the plane? You ever walk on the plane and you're looking for your seat, and you're always every guy does the same thing when they're looking for their seat. Every guy does the same thing when they're on the plane. They're like, "Is this going to be the time where I'm sitting next to the hot chick.
You know what? Even more than that, I think, is this going to be the time where the seat next to me is unoccupied?
So you would actually take an unoccupied seat versus the seat next to the Gordon woman?
I would rather sit and fucking lay down and be smug to all those fucks that are crammed into the let's get ready to crash position. Yeah, definitely. I couldn't care less on a fucking plane. What am I going to do? I already have a lovely girlfriend. I'm not gonna fuck somebody in that bathroom you can't even fucking stand up in. So like, guy, what do you talk? Get a number for someone who lives in fucking Wyoming.
All right, so basically, where you're going with this is you realize that this is just a stupid pipe dream fantasy for most guys, and it really means nothing, and you've just given up on that fantasy, which is cool because it really is. It never happens.
If you accept defeat, you will lead a happier life.
And you will never lose.
You will never lose. And you know what? You may win small battles, and that'll make your whole fucking month. A small battle of someone not purchasing a seat next to you would just... You would talk about that for another month. You get in there, you're like, oh, shit. Well, maybe I'm just early. Maybe I'm the first one here. And then the line thins out, and the door closes, and then the last few people that are putting their fucking bags in the goddamn hatches, they sit down, and you look around. I have my whole row. I have this whole these three seats. I could actually strap myself in, and lay sideways, fucking just do anything. I could make a goddamn bed out of the fucking seats.
It is a pretty amazing feeling when you sit down and there's no one next to you, but you're sitting there the whole time. You're praying. You're like, please God.
Yeah.
Please, I don't believe in God, but I'm praying to him anyway.
So I would definitely
don't let anyone sit next to me.
I would definitely choose that over the where are you from? What do you do? That isn't going to work out anyway.
That bullshit small talk.
Yeah,
All right. So I buy your opinion on that.
Of course, it's like you're getting a fucking first class ticket. Think about that. How much a fucking first class ticket is versus the chance of sitting next to some fucking broad who's not even going to ignore you or who's just going to ignore you.
Well, I've had two experiences with the empty seat. The one time, the door was closed, the cabin door was shut, and no one's next to me. I'm like, oh, this is fucking great. The whole plane is packed to the gills, and I am the one guy who's got the empty seat next to me. The entire plane, and I'm that guy. Then I'm that smug asshole, all super proud of myself. And then what happens? The fucking cabin door reopens. They never opened the cabin door. They never do that.
So and the guy's smiling. He's all happy.
And he's all sweaty because he's been running to get to the plane.
And he has no idea. He just ruined your entire vacation.
He just completely shot. I'm going to be thinking about that for a week. I almost had the empty seat. Almost. And he ruined it. But, you know, so that was the one experience I had with the empty seat. The other experience I had with the empty seat. Have you ever been on, I'm going to make up a term for this, a ghost flight?
Oh, yeah.
Where there's like eight people on the plane.
It's fucking frightening.
It is bizarre.
You look around, it's like, oh, this is a fucking ghost plane. I could really just fucking sit anywhere. I wonder what an exit row feels like. I'll just go try it. You go sit next to the bathroom for 10 minutes. It's fucking weird.
It is weird. I was on a plane. It was a flight back from Minneapolis, and there was about eight people on this plane. I mean, you could have sat anywhere you wanted to, just had your run of the plane, and I couldn't believe they actually flew the damn thing.
Yeah,
but they did, and that was pretty. It was like too empty.
Yeah,
like, really, the perfect situation is every other asshole on the plane has someone sitting next to them but you.
Yeah.
That is really what you want at the end of the day. You don't want too few people on the plane, but you definitely don't want too many people on the plane.
And the ghost flights, they're like fucking paper planes. They get there in like a half hour. They'll go across the fucking country in an astronomical amount of time because the pilot doesn't give a fuck because he just wants to get it over with. He's like, this doesn't mean shit to my fucking company. You know what? Fuck them. I don't care. And it's light. For me, every ghost flight I've ever been on has been way ahead of schedule. But the problem with that is sometimes they circle around, and then you're up in the fucking air to burn off fuel or whatever, and it sucks. Like, you're there, and you can't land.
Yeah, that's the worst. But But usually what happens when you get on the plane, so you know, you have dreams of sitting next to an empty seat.
Naturally.
I like the empty seat. I still have this delusional fantasy of sitting next to the hot girl. Neither one of those things really ever happens. I mean, you can fly hundreds of times and have neither one of those things
happen. About the hot girl thing?
What do you
think is going to happen? Do you think you're going to take that paper-thin fucking blanket, throw it over you, and get a fucking hand job? How does it play out in an ideal situation?
Am I not in an ideal situation? Or how do I think it's going to work out?
Like, if everything went well, how does it fucking work?
So somehow, like, you know, I throw aside the fact that I don't believe this would ever, like, become anything.
Sure.
I just pretend like, you know, like I'm in my own fantasy world and I can make anything happen.
Yeah.
Man, my fantasy world sucks. I got nothing.
Talk to her. She actually lives, you know, an hour away. She likes Red Lobster. Like, I'm waiting for her. I'm going to bang her on the drink cart. And, you know, I mean, like, honestly, realistically, where would it go?
I know deep down it's not going to happen. You know, this kind of harkens back to the conversation we had last week about banging 18-year-old girls.
Yeah.
About how, like, it seems like a great idea in principle.
Sure.
But when if faced with the reality, there's just nothing you can. It's like you want to bang porn stars or strippers, but the reality is if that ever were to happen, you'd probably be this little cowardice little freak, and you wouldn't be able to do anything. And that's the same situation as, you know, you've built up this this idea of sitting next to the hot girl on the plane, and then you would probably sit there and you're just gonna take a nap.
Yeah, you're gonna play it cool.
And you'll fall asleep. You'll drool on her,
or it'll go swimmingly well. You'll hit it off. You'll have great conversation, and then she'll go in the bathroom for like 6 hours and take a gigantic fucking shit because she has irritable bowel syndrome, and she comes back with some of it on her fucking fingers and says, "Where were we?" Grabs your fucking cup of water, gets shit all over it, and then it's all ruined, and then you never look forward to that again.
I'm not sure that that's going to happen.
Well, it's as likely as anything else you might dream up. That fucking is broad is not sitting next to you. It never happens.
Let me tell you something. People on planes, even the hottest girl looks vile on a plane. I think that's what it boils down to. Because I've seen hot girls before. They exist.
They do.
You go on a plane, you don't see it, though, because you know why? People don't want to travel all done up. Like, girls, for the most part, have to do themselves up. They have to make themselves pretty. And people like to travel in comfort. They like to wear sweatpants.
They wear those fucking – you know what they do? They wear sweatpants that have, like, fucking back pockets with flaps on them and shit. And they keep their itinerary, and it looks fucking ragged. It looks like maybe they changed a tire on the way there.
Yeah, you're not going to see the hot girl. It just doesn't exist, and that's why it's like the oasis in the desert. It's this fantasy that you're looking forward to that's just not going to happen.
The hot girl that actually looks like everything that you'd picture would obviously be on business. She would have to be dressed up for like some business meeting. And what business is she? What interest is she going to have with you sitting there, just fucking waiting for her to come there and drooling, and then not being able to fucking say shit? And then or you know what? It goes well, and then you fuck it up by ordering like a Coke, and she's like, "Oh, I don't like fucking high fructose corn syrup. I can't do that." And then it's fucking ruined, and she doesn't even look at you again.
Well, actually, it's more likely that I am also dressed like a disgusting slob on the plane. You know, I'm wearing my swishy pants, you know, old T-shirt.
Yeah, for Shawnee Murphy,
I'm not looking too hot either on the flight down. So
for Shawnee Murphy, the flight attire involves Zubas. fucking Giants Zubas, those tiger stripe fucking pants from 93.
So what ends up happening though when you do sit down on the plane? Who are you sitting next to? You get the fat fuck. You always sit next to, because your luck is somehow, no matter who you are, your luck is worse than anybody's.
Of course,
you know, is whether it's you or me or anybody, you're traveling. You're sitting next to the fat guy.
Every other row looks like a fucking party. Like, they're just fucking talking, throwing their heads back. They're trading magazines and, like, fucking talking about restaurants in the area when they land. And with you, it's just fucking hell. It's pure misery in your row. Everywhere else looks great.
You see other rows. They're like, you know, especially if you're going to Vegas. They're like practicing blackjack on the thing. They got their cards. They're talking about how much they're drinking. They're partying up. I'm next to the fat guy, and so I'm on this flight with the fat guy. And he's in the seat before me. He's got the window seat, which is the worst spot for the fat guy.
Yeah.
The window seat just does not have as much room. It's pushing them a little bit into the middle seat. And where am I? I am in that middle seat. And he's in there. He's sat down before me.
Yeah.
And I sit down. He's in my seat. He is actually one third of the way into my seat. His ass and love handles have taken over my seat.
Like a tree growing around a fucking stop sign.
Exactly. And so, you know, I talked a big game before about how I'll say shit to rude people. But what am I going to do here? You know, I'm going to chastise this guy for being fat and then have to sit next to him for the next 4 hours? You can't do it. No. So in this situation, I'm keeping my mouth shut. I sit down and I'm literally – I'm now on a slant. I am sitting on a slant because I'm being pushed by his fat towards the guy to my left. So I think it was probably about half an hour in the flight. It turns out the guy was actually a pretty nice guy. He was an older guy.
Yeah.
I think he recognizes my discomfort. And I am pretty fed up, even though it turns out he's a nice guy. But I'm pretty fed up. And he's like, oh, you know, you can put the armrest down. And I'm like, all right. I can put the armrest down. So I go to put the armrest down, and it won't close over his fat. His fat is in my seat. It's slamming down on his fat.
Wait a minute. So he rigged it so that he went in there, put the armrest up. Because they put that shit down for you.
Oh, he couldn't have sat down with that armrest in. He would have been, like, wedged in there.
And he left it up on purpose.
Left it up so he oozed into my seat.
You motherfucker.
But then he gave me the – so I'm trying to get this thing – down so that his fat is
like,
no longer
what are you supposed to say? Oh, no, that's all right. I don't mind being melded into you. I don't mind having a permanent graft being made of our fucking skins.
No, at this point, I took everything I could get. I'm like, okay, I can't. Oh, cool, thanks. You know, I really want to put my arm down.
Yeah.
So I'm pushing this thing down.
Worst excuse.
And it's not going. So eventually I start using it like a tomahawk. And I'm just raising it and lowering it repeatedly on his fat until I mash it back into his seat. I just kind of smash. It was probably about four good whacks with the armrest.
Like you're cutting a stump. Just fucking hacking it down.
Just wham, wham, wham. And finally it just pushes it back into his seat. And then it I can see he's wedged in there. He's definitely wedged in that seat. I've locked him in place. He's not getting out without raising that armrest. But that was how I dealt with that. So so right there, and then so right there, that's another centerpiece to my policy on how airlines should charge.
How
so,
should they charge?
Well, we're going to tuck that off to the side for a minute too. We're going to go back to luggage.
Luggage, okay.
All right. So
we had the fat fucks, and we're going to put that aside, and now we're back on luggage.
So we talked about your checked luggage and how people put way too much shit that they don't need to take on a plane.
Yes.
Now we talked about the fat fucks in the plane. The last thing is the carry-on bags. Yeah. The carry-on bags are the bane of my existence because people are assholes. They are such assholes when it comes to carry-on bags. Not only do they bring bags larger than they're supposed to, they also – have you ever seen this move where people are sitting in the back of the plane – but they put their bag in the overhead, not above where they're sitting, but further up in the plane.
Yeah.
Like the first overhead. They're the first. Because they get in there. They get – because especially if they're they have a frequent flyer plan, they're able to get on the plane first.
Mm-hmm.
And they get in there and they lock away. Boom. They don't care where they're sitting on the plane. They put their bag right in that first overhead.
And like people look at them when it's time to deboard or deplane or whatever. And they're like, well, this guy didn't have any luggage. What the fuck? And then all of a sudden, the last second, he's like, chunk, guess what I got? And he just fucking disrupts it all the time.
I've had this happen to me. So I actually was sitting in the very first seat. And this was coming back from a business trip. I was traveling with one of my coworkers. And we were actually really excited because we were in the very first seat in coach. And what does that mean when you're going to disembark? Is you're going to be the first people out of the plane after the people in first class.
Yes.
You're going to be the first one off the plane. And that nothing's better than when you're coming home and you can get off that plane real fast because the last thing you want to do is be on that plane still.
Absolutely.
So we get on the plane And unfortunately, we got it was a really bad line of security. We got hung up for a while. We barely made the plane. And but you know, we get in there, we go to put our luggage in the overhead. No space. couldn't fit it in there. And I'm like, I'm looking around. I'd never even heard of this phenomenon before of people putting their bags in the wrong spot. I just, you know what? I'm sometimes very naive about how big of assholes people are.
Yeah.
And I always just thought, oh, my seat's here. I put my bag right above my seat. And there's going to be enough room, especially when there's two people that haven't gotten into those seats yet to have that space be already completely full. It was preposterous to me. I didn't really understand. So the stewardess is like, oh, we're going to have to put your bags in the back of the plane.
Ugh.
And I'm like, wait. You put the bags in the back of the plane, then you're going to bring them up to us so we can get off the plane first again, right? No, sorry. You're going to have to wait until everyone else disembarks.
Oh, you mother.
And then you can go to the back of the plane and get your bags, and then you can get off. So basically what she was proposing to me is that I would have to sit there and watch everyone disembark, including the asshole who put his luggage in my spot, and then walk all the way back to the plane, get my luggage, and leave. So the other person I'm traveling with is a real hothead. He's really pissed off, and he's fired up about this. The entire flight. So it was a flight from Florida. It wasn't too long. You know, whatever a flight from Florida is, 2 hours. But he's fired up the entire time. He's pissed off. So he comes up with this scheme that once the plane lands, while it's taxiing, we're going to book to the back of the plane. And we're going to get our luggage, and we're going to run back to our seats. And, you know, for whatever reason, I don't respect authority in any way. I kind of, you know, laugh at authority.
This should go well.
I have absolutely no respect for it. But for whatever reason, I have a fear of authority. Like, I don't want to fuck with it. I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
But he convinces me, and he's my ride. We drove to the airport together. So what choice do I have? We're going to get off the plane together.
Yep.
He's going to fucking leave without me because I've been this big pussy. So I'm like, all right, fine. So the plane lands while it's taxiing. He gets up. He runs to the back. I'm following him, hot in pursuit. The stewardess sees this.
Holy shit.
She's like frantically trying to unbuckle her seatbelt so she can come get us. Frantically. We're running to the back of the plane. We grab our bags before she can get unbuckled. We've got them out of the overhead. We're running back. The other stewardess from the front of the plane, so now we're getting converged on, you know, like a tactical team is swarming in on us, and they block our path in both directions.
Are you fucking dumb? Oh, my God. So they blocked you now.
They blocked me now, and this guy Mark I'm traveling with starts freaking the fuck out. He starts screaming at everybody. Starts screaming at them. And they're like, sir, you know, we're gonna get security or whatever. You know, they're like literally ready to arrest us. I'm just like, so he's trying. You know, he's like, well, you know, we were like two seats away from our seat. They literally made us go to the back of the plane, put our bags back in the overhead that it came from, and then go back to our seat. So then we did have to watch everyone disembarking the plane at this point. And eventually, the guy came that had put his shit in the overhead, and it was like the guy in the very last fucking round. This guy Mark just went the fuck off on him. Just started screaming at this guy. You know, what the fuck do you think you're fucking doing? I mean, he went off. I swear to God, I thought we were going to jail that night. There was no doubt in my mind.
So, what year did this happen? It has to be before 2001.
This was after 9/11.
Jesus Christ, are you fucking out of your mind?
This was 2004.
Running down the fucking aisle, two of you. Are you serious?
I cannot believe we didn't get arrested or tackled by somebody and beaten to death. So now I have a pet peeve on the carry-on luggage. So,
holy shit.
Overall, so what is the underlying factor of all this stuff? It's really the weight. It's you're putting on too much carry-on luggage. You're putting too much luggage into your suitcase when you're checking it in. You're too much of a fat motherfucker.
So you're carrying too much on your person, and you're bringing too much shit with you.
Just everything. Your overall mass that you're consuming on this plane, driving up my costs. My slender physique with small amounts of luggage, you're making me pay for your fatness and your exorbitance, and I am just tired of it. And what I think the airline should do is institute. Okay, so a seat costs the airline money. Let's say there's going to be a flat rate for the seat.
For the flight, you know, depending on distance, whatever. Okay,
right. So everyone's going to pay the same flat rate unless you're in first class. Whatever they pay, they all pay a same flat rate, but a first class rate. Whatever.
Sure, sure.
And then everything else is based completely on weight. You're fatter, you pay more. You carry more luggage, you pay more. You bring a bigger carry-on, you pay for. 100% based on what mass you contribute to that plane. Because the more mass you put on that plane, the bigger of an asshole you are. And true. I'm going to call it the asshole tax.
Asshole tax.
Yeah, and I'm including fat people as assholes because you're making my life uncomfortable on that plane. So therefore, even though you didn't intend to do that, you're still an asshole. So it is the asshole tax, 100%.
So they're paying for their right to be fat and bring tons of shit on.
Yep, absolutely. They're going to pay a tax on their assholeness, and that's my policy on planes.
That's your policy. You know what? I like it. I think it's going to work. I would rather have just planes specifically made for fat fucks. I want fat planes. Then we're never going to have to hear the I didn't fit in my seat. I had to buy two tickets. And I didn't get they kicked me off the flight. I didn't get the whole can of Coca-Cola. they gave me half a can and made me share. No. I want a fucking plane where the seats have no fucking arms. Just a seat, just a back, and like a series of just rubber belts that they fucking hook around the back.
Just a big mattress. The entire coach cabin is a giant mattress.
No.
Wherever you want.
No. 10 rows, 2 seats per row, and one gigantic fucking seat. For that, you know, like, hey, we can't accommodate you situation. Just in the belly of the plane. One huge king, like 3 king-size mattresses in the belly of the plane for this person who's like, I won't fit in your seat. Well, yeah, you'll fit in the fucking, in the ball pit, motherfucker.
So you're basically saying...
work out economically, too, because now...
So you charge them. So basically what you're saying is, if you are under X pounds,
yep,
you get your own plane.
Yep.
And if you're over that weight, you got to go on the fat flight.
I just had my fucking furnace measured, okay, because I'm getting a new furnace. I want them measured just like that. Yep, okay, 6'2", 4 feet wide. Yeah, we could squeeze you in. just like a fucking guy giving you a quote for a heating and cooling system. I want that same thing. Put a tape measure to these people, let them step on a scale, say, hey, you know what, you'll work. Hey, listen, you won't. You're on the fat line. And maybe standing in that fat line, the shame of being separated off to go into the fucking 20-seater, maybe that's enough to get you to try and do something, if you can.
So basically, you want your policy to be the same as UPS. So it's like, oh, you can pay for Express, but you know what? I'm sorry, your package is too big. You're going to have to go on to the ground transportation.
Yeah. So my strategy is like UPS, and yours is like the salad bar. You can eat all you want, but you're going to pay per pound, motherfucker. That artificial crab is not light.
I think both methodologies work, and I would like to see an airline, like 2 different airlines, implement each and see what works. And we'll see. I guarantee skinny motherfuckers will be flying our airlines following that. And the fat bastards will be forced to, you know. So the other airlines will end up with fat bastards on all their flights because the skinny people will be loving skinny air. That'll be the name of the airline, skinny air.
Skinny air. Don't you wish you could fly on this plane?
Yeah, and you just saw nothing but gorgeous people being all thin.
Yeah, like the
no luggage.
Planes to Alaska have bears on them. The fat planes just have fucking Hydrox cookies on the wings. I guess that could be it. I mean, that's the cost aspect of it. You're not going to make the plane any less annoying, though. It's always going to be fucking annoying.
There's one particular thing that's really annoying on planes. You know what I'm talking about?
You know, not being able to shit in peace.
Well, I don't shit on planes, so that's
I shit on every plane I've been on. Are you talking about screaming fucking children, perhaps?
Screaming fucking children.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing a flight to Florida, let's say, there is a 100% chance of multiple screaming children being on that plane.
And then the
parents are always looking around all upset. They're never like this. Of course they're never like this. They're never on a fucking pressurized cabin surrounded by strangers that are all fat. So the screaming kids, and it's miserable being on these planes with these screaming kids. There's no escape. There's nothing you can do. It's echoing around the cabin. You know, everyone, no matter where you are on the plane, you hear it. And then you get the same person who's behind me in line when the line's long is sitting next to me on the plane going, oh, can you believe this?
I do have some compassion for them, though. I mean, like, they have to travel. They have to bring their kids. I mean, I understand it. It sucks to hear a crying fucking kid. But, I mean, I understand that it's got to happen. It just how do you make it better? I don't know.
Well, at the end of the day, you're right. It's going to happen. It's annoying, and you have to put up with it, but it's going to happen. No one's going to ban children on the flights.
No.
So here's what you do.
No,
you know?
You wouldn't fucking ban children on a flight. That's exactly right. I know it probably entered your fucking skull at one point.
I thought a little bit about it. I thought about banning children, but I know that's never gonna fly.
It's not gonna happen.
People seem to be attached to these things.
They are.
They seem to enjoy them.
They do.
At least until they're teenagers and they hate them, but up to that point they enjoy them.
Sure.
So the other thing is, you know, people don't pay for their babies to be on these flights. So these things are things. Free.
These things. You call them things.
Things.
Jesus Christ, it's not a coach bag.
These beautiful, precious things they don't pay. They sit on their mother's lap and scream, and they're free. So basically, this baby is inconveniencing everyone else in the flight and doesn't actually pay anything to be there. This is going back to your check.
I don't know too many babies that are employed, but sure, I understand.
This is the overarching theme of the show is people that are getting away with assholes and there's no cost to it. So the babies, unfortunately, are being assholes. I'm sorry to say it, but they are.
Yeah.
There should be a cost to the babies. The babies should definitely not be there free. Now, I'm not saying the airline should reap the rewards. You know, they're not giving up an extra seat. The thing weighs only a couple pounds. It's not costing the airline anything to have it there.
Sure.
But what there should be is the babies, well, not the babies themselves, but the parents of the children should pay a baby fare.
So are they purchasing, they already have a seat. It's going on the lap.
It's going on a lap. But this baby fare doesn't go to the airlines. This baby fare gets distributed to the passengers as a refund.
So every baby, there's a fee that adds up like a fucking, like a progressive slot.
It's like a rewards, a rewards program for being on flights with babies.
I like it. I really do. I mean, yeah, it would suck if you had children and you had to fly, but then that one flight where you maybe leave the kids with grandma, you're reaping the rewards.
Right. And so, like, you know, you're going to get on a plane, you see like seven babies in line, you're going ka-ching.
Fuck yeah.
And you know what? Maybe you're willing to put up with a little bit of screaming.
It would be pleasant. Crying would become pleasant.
Like, you would just be thinking, all right, at least I'm getting paid for this.
So you're better. So your thing is that the baby isn't a passenger, it's a possession that people are carrying on board.
Right? It's like a carry-on.
Yeah. And this possession happens to make awful noise and leak fluids.
Yeah. It's worse than a carry-on.
And disturb people. Right? I mean, if I were to set up 10 alarms on my fucking cell phone and have it go off the whole flight, I'd be an asshole, right?
Yeah, people would hate you.
Yeah. No one loves my phone, and it's not okay just because I'm fond of it. So I should be paying some kind of fee, or I should be bearing some kind of brunt because I have to bring my phone and it has to make the noise. That's basically what it is. To understand your theory, I had to compare a screaming baby to a fucking noisy cell phone.
Well, basically what you did is you compared it to something that most people would find annoying if they weren't the owner of it.
Here's something coming in from Clayton from Hate Us Talk. He says, I pray one day that Shawnee experiences the feeling of helplessness of having kids sometimes.
Hey, you know, the thing is, I get it. I get that you've got these children, and I understand there's nothing you can do about it. All I'm saying is you're going to have to pay a cost for it. You're going to have to pay because you're inconveniencing the entire world around you. Otherwise, don't fly. Go on a train.
Don't fly.
Go on a, where do you have to go with a child?
What if
where
there's
do,
a,
where
know.
Do you have to go?
I don't know.
You don't have to go anywhere with your child. nowhere that you have to get on a plane to do. You don't have to do it.
I guarantee you, if you institute a fare for children, there will be more people that actually sneak babies into fucking FedEx.
Babies will be in checked luggage.
Just because people do it with their luggage now. They ship their fucking luggage to avoid fees that are higher than shipping the luggage. So if they're made to pay for their babies, I guarantee you there are bad enough parents in this fucking world that these people would try shipping their fucking children. Like, dude, I know somebody in Memphis at the hub. They're gonna take beautiful care of Adrian. I don't know. All we want to say is that there's a lot that can be done to improve this fucking world. I don't think generally that children are bad. I don't like the crying babies. I really don't. I would never want to ban children. I'm intrigued by your idea of a penalty or some kind of a cost to having the kid on the plane. But I don't know that like, if they're up in arms about paying for a bigger bag, can you imagine the backlash from having to pay for their babies on a plane?
See, I think there would be enough of a demand if you started an airline whose entire business model was based on servicing skinny people and no babies, that skinny people without children would fly the shit out of that, and then the other airlines would be left with nothing but fatties and screaming children. And I'd be happy. I'd be perfectly happy with that. And they'd still be able to fly their shitty airline with the fatties and the screaming babies. And that would be that. And I think there'd be a good business model.
You need a PowerPoint presentation and a financial backer.
Yeah, that's all I need. A couple hundred million and I'm set.
Yep.
No problem.
Well, why don't we wrap this thing up? Shawnee Murphy, I want to thank you very much for being a part of the DJ New Style show. Of course, our new Fat or Not champion, Shawnee Murphy, who went 4-1.
Still beating myself up about that last one.
You fucked it up. Maybe I did. Maybe I screwed you. I didn't play the whole clip.
Screwed me.
I did. Download everything we've ever done, djnewstyleshow.com. Don't forget Best in Show Thursday nights, Awful Hour Wednesday nights, Hate Us Talk Monday nights, hearustalk.com. Thank you very much. Eat my ass and taste my shit.
Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.